familiar with the practice of some form of meditation or yes? Put your hands up if no. Okay. All right. So we're all on the same page. We all have some idea of what the word meditation might mean. Good. Okay, though, particularly for those of you who are unfamiliar with this format, which will be, of course, up until about 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's an opportunity, really, not just to do a formal exercise in meditation, although that's very much part of it, but it's also an opportunity just to stop. And by stop, I don't mean that we bring our bodies to a stop on this cushion or whatever, but to somehow stop and see what's going on within our lives, our thoughts, our feelings, how those register in maybe tensions or stresses in the body. It's really a time somehow to just stop, step back, and take stock of what's happening to us. Inevitably, when we do that, then sometimes it's a bit like a jolt. All of a sudden, myriad thoughts and ideas and memories and worries come flooding to the surface of our minds, even though we wish they didn't. And that's not a problem. And I think we have to very much free ourselves of the idea that to meditate means to empty the mind. I don't think that's what it's about at all. It's rather to come to terms with what is arising in our lives, or if you want, in our minds, inside us, invisible to others, and finding an inner posture or inner space, to use metaphors, in which we can somehow come to terms with what's coming up for us, as it were. And so, to this end, I would suggest doing whatever form of meditation you already feel comfortable with. But if those forms of meditation involve introducing anything like a mantra or a visualized image or something like that, rather than pursue that approach, I would suggest that we just attend to what is physically present to us in our bodies. The form of mindfulness meditation that we do in these kinds of days has to do, first of all, with just connecting with our embodied experience. And perhaps the most well-known, and I think perhaps the most effective way of doing this, is to connect with our breathing and to just become conscious of what it feels like to breathe. And again, we have a concept of breath, a concept of breathing, but in felt experience, the breath is registered in the first instance as a series of sensations in the body. The sensation of the air that comes in through the nostrils, and we feel it passing through the windpipe, the expansion of the chest and the diaphragm, a pausing, and then the opposite, exhalation, contraction, and the out-breath. And we're not interested in this practice in controlling the breath, or doing it in any deliberate fashion at all, but simply allowing the breath to be as it is, just as if we hadn't been paying attention to it. That's actually more difficult than it sounds. But basically, returning again and again to the felt sensation of the body breathing. And over time, you'll start to recognize that this is a rhythm. It may be you're breathing quite shallowly, it might be you're breathing quite deeply, it doesn't really matter. But in either case, there's a rhythm. An in-breath, an out-breath, an in-breath, an out-breath, punctuated by short pauses. And it's that rhythm that we take as the object of our attention. And as you pay more and more attention, you'll notice more and more subtleties in those sensations. You'll find, in fact, in some ways, the breath is like a kind of tidal movement that, from a first-person perspective, extends beyond the lungs and the windpipe and the nostrils and somehow affects our whole sense of being embodied. The breath, of course, is also our primary relationship with the world outside of us. It's the source of our primary nutrition, oxygen, the nitrogen, so on, the air. And it connects us to everything else that lives. Without it, we simply wouldn't be alive. We can't not breathe for more than a few minutes or less before we would suffer irreparable damage to our brains. So it's worth bearing in mind the primacy of breath, something that's so familiar to us we often don't really pay much heed unless it's threatened. For example, if we suddenly find ourselves underwater for too long, or whatever it might be. So it's coming to terms not only with our life as it rises up in thoughts and images and emotions, but also our life in its primary physical aspect, which is that of the breath. And I don't think it's accidental that when the Buddha taught meditation, that's where he started. And in fact, he was once asked what he did during the monsoon retreat periods when he and his followers would gather together in parks and meditate and discuss things while the rains continued. And he was once asked, well, what do you do, Mr. Buddha? What do you do when you meditate? I thought you were enlightened. Why do you have to still do this meditation stuff? And he says that actually when he does meditation in these retreats, he concentrates on mindfulness of breathing. And I take that to mean that this mindfulness of the breath is the kind of foundational practice of awareness. We may then move beyond the breath to being attentive more of other bodily sensations or thoughts or feelings, or ultimately the totality of what our experience is presenting to us in a given moment. That's the aim of the exercise, is to bring this quality of attention to everything that's going on from moment to moment. But in order to train that attention, that awareness, it's been found useful and helpful to start by coming back to the breathing, to the body, to the rhythm of our own physical existence in relationship to the environment that we are part of. The way the day will unfold is that we will spend this morning alternating between periods of seated meditation in this room and periods of walking meditation out on the green. But before we start the first walking meditation, I'll give some suggestions about that then. Before lunch, we'll open up for a discussion for maybe 20 or 30 minutes, but focusing on the issues that have to do with the practice of meditation itself. After lunch, I'll give a talk in which I'll offer reflections on the theme of today's workshop, which is letting go of truth. Is that right? Yes, this is a déformation professionnelle. You never quite remember which title you gave for the day. Good, so that's what I prepared for. And Then the afternoon will continue again with sitting and walking, and then we'll conclude with a longer discussion period before we close around 5 o'clock. Is that clear? Good. Okay. Well.